Hello everyone, today is the 18th of August. It's about 2:30 in the afternoon here, and we're running a little behind. We took a little trip this morning, so Mark is going to be reading for us the 12th chapter of Acts out of the Authorized King James Version of the Bible.
Now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hand to vex certain of the church. He killed James, brother John, with the sword, and because he sought to please the Jews, proceeded further to take Peter also. There were the days of unleavened bread. When he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him. The 4 quaternions of soldiers to keep him in 10 after Easter, bringing forth the people. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without cease from church and to God for him. When Herod would have brought him forth the same night, Peter was sleeping between 2 soldiers, bound with 2 chains, to keep him before the door, kept in prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in prison. He smote Peter on the side and raised him, saying, "Arise up quickly," and his chains fell off from his hands. The angel said unto him, "Gird thyself and bind on thy sandals," and so he did. And he saith unto him, "Cast thy garment about thee, follow me." And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true. It was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. When they were past the first and the second ward, they came to the iron gate that led into the city. So opened to them his own accord, and they went out and passed on through one street before what the angel departed from him. When Peter was come to himself, he said, "Now I know of a surety that the Lord has sent his angel, delivered me out of the hand of Herod, and from all my expectation of people and Jews." When he considered the thing, he came to the house of the mother of John, whose surname was Martin, where many were gathered together praying. As Peter knocked the door of the gate, it came to heart the name Rhoda. When she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness. Ran in and told how she stood before the gate, and they said to her, "Thou art mad." But she constantly affirmed that even so, and they said, "His angel." Peter continued knocking, and when they opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. He beckoned unto them with the hand to hold their peace, declared unto them how the Lord had brought him out of prison. And he said, "Go show these things unto John." The brethren departed and went to another place. Now, as it was day, there was no small stir among the soldiers before, because it was becoming Peter. When Herod had sought for him and found him not, examined the keeper's commandation to be put to death. And he went down from Judea to Caesarea and there abode. Herod was highly displeased with them, Tyre and Sidon. They came on accord to him, and having made blasts at the king's chamberlain, their friend, desired peace because their country was nourished by the king's country. And upon the set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat upon his throne and made an oration to them. The people gave a shout, saying, "The voice of God, not of a man." Immediately the angel of the Lord smote him, because he gave not God the glory, and eaten of worms, and gave the ghost. The word of God grew and multiplied. Barnabas and Saul returned from Jerusalem, and they had fulfilled their ministry to put them John, whose surname was Mark. Thank you.